So on the radio, from the telly, TV presenter and consumer champion Alice Beer. Hello, Alice.
Hello. Oh, I like a little bit of an applause.
Ripple.
That's good.
There.
I can make it ripple as well. There we go.
So people will know you off of the telly this morning and from back in the day on Watchdog. But you're here today to talk about modern day necessities.
I am. And it's quite controversial, this. 53% of people in the Yorkshire area see their mobile phone as a necessity rather than a luxury of modern life.
So they without their phone, they can't survive. Is that what they're saying?
Well, I don't think they're saying that. But
I'm not one of those people, I don't think.
Well, you say that, but do you have a landline at home?
No.
No. So, and is that your phone going off now?
I think it might be, actually. That's quite embarrassing.
No, I'm not one of those people at all, but my mobile is going to go off while I'm on air.
Whilst I'm on air. That's very, very unprofessional of me. So, ignore that. Okay. Gloss over that bit. Why are people saying it's a necessity? It's not a luxury.
Well, if you go back to 25 years ago, is that your phone?
It is.
Still?
No, this is appalling. This is appalling. No, I'll pop it on flight mode now.
Don't worry. I had this earlier. I'm wearing a new Apple Watch to monitor some activity for a program I'm doing, and it kept going off. I couldn't get it to turn off, but finally I've got mine off, so I'm quite relieved that it's happening to somebody else.
It was my grandma, because I had an operation on my eye last week. She's checking up on me.
But anyway, is it really? We could be talking to grandma now.
She's gone. I've hung up on her, which is
what
rude.
You mean she's gone?
No. She's alive and well. Well, she's alive anyway.
Shall we just start again?
Shall we? So phones are necessities, are they not?
Well, 25 years ago, you wouldn't have thought so. It was all very exciting if you knew someone with a mobile, and it was very futuristic, and you could just about squeeze a phone call out of them if you stood on one leg in the right area. But now, look at what we use them for. Many people don't have landlines. We use our phone to stay in touch with family and friends, to do work, to keep our children safe when they're travelling on the bus to and from school. It's become such a part of our lives that we not only feel we can't do without it, but actually we can't live our lives as we know them without it, without our mobile phones. And I don't think that's sad. I think we just have to appreciate what we're using our mobile phones for.
Is that, as you say, is that perhaps not just the way life goes sometimes? You take us back to the 1920s and people couldn't have lived without, I don't know, collar starch or something. So is it just kind of the way life's evolved, or is it kind of a worrying reflection on society?
No, I think it's a great thing. I think, you know, the internet is an amazing
thing,
superb, isn't
it? Yeah.
Fantastic. But so we mustn't hold back progress, and that's not really what I'm talking about. I very, very strongly think that your phone should never come in the way of human interaction. And it makes me very angry when I see phones on tables, you know, dinner tables or iPads or tablets in restaurants. When people should be having a conversation. But when you're not having a conversation, and when you're using your phone to work or play or have a conversation or stay in touch with elderly friends or family, I think it's a fantastic thing and really, really can enhance our lives. But, and this is the key message for today, we need to protect the future of our mobiles by supporting this Make the Air Fair campaign, which means that we keep being able to use our mobile phones as we can today with good pricing, good service, good signal. And all that is going to be up for grabs. And this time next year, we could be saying, oh, my word, why didn't we know about this? Why didn't we do something about this? But that's why I want to shout it from the rooftops today.
So that's the word of warning in place. Make sure that people act. As a parent, Alice. Phones and them being a necessity, how necessary are they for you as a parent, whether it's keeping tabs on your little ones, making sure you can check up kind of on anything your little ones might be going on in their world, or entertaining the little ones? How vital are they in your world?
I don't like to see them as entertainment when there is a conversation to be had. I don't mind them being entertainment in the back of a car. I have my own kind of tranche of rules for this, really. I love being able to stay in touch with my daughters.
Yep.
I really like being able to stay in touch with them when they're travelling to and from school on the bus.
Yep.
So I feel that they're in touch. If they suddenly go AWOL when they're out to see a friend, I can keep an eye on them with Find My Phone. So all of that I find really important. I don't like them sitting with it on their lap when we are watching television together, because I want us to be talking about what's happening, and I don't want them to be doing three things at once or four things at once. And I don't want them to feel they can not be without it. So we have a techno jail at home, and the phones go into, all the technology goes into the techno jail and gets charged. And if someone's using their phone while they're, you know, checking their phone while they're doing their homework, into techno jail overnight. No phones go upstairs at night. They stay downstairs, they go into techno jail overnight, and they get them again in the morning. So I think you set your own parameters for a healthy relationship with your phone within your house.
I really like the sound of that. I really do. I think it sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Well, parents all around the country will be doing this, and young people will be hating me, hating me.
And finally from me, what's on your modern day necessities list? Less obvious stuff. For me, it would be curries and caffeine. What's on yours?
Oh, yeah, caffeine. I've given up sugar and alcohol, so what's left to sin with? It's got to be caffeine, and it's got to be, I've become a coffee snob, so it's got to be a coffee maker, actually.
I agree.
So, yeah, and then a nice travel mug to put it in.
There we are.
That's and clean sheets every week.
Every week? I suppose that's not too bad. Every week.
No, clean sheets once a week. I don't want for much in life.
We've gone off topic a little, but do you iron your bed sheets before they go on?
I'm afraid I pay somebody to do it for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I applaud that. Tremendous. That is wonderful.
I'll do many, many things for myself. I don't mind hoovering and I don't mind dusting, but I ain't going to iron my bed sheets.
Well, Alice Beer, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on Straight FM. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.